Good morning. It's 7:38 a.m. on Thursday, January 31st. Did I just read that? Yeah. Thursday the 31st, last day of January, with any luck at all. We will get full share up before this day is over. Formatting went slow yesterday, but it went. I spent a lot of the week so far catching up from being out of town, and that's mostly family stuff. It borders on incomprehensible to me how much family time I spend, and that I keep hearing about how I don't spend enough time with the family. Yeah, 1748, not a bad first mile. Pandora was not doing me any favors today, giving me track after track of Adele ballads, and only at the very end tossing in a Pink that had a very sedate beat to it. So it's rather not inspiring for me to move, along with a real old AC/DC song. It was nice, but I'm just not in the mood for AC/DC this morning. So yeah, anyway, I really don't know what I'm thinking about this morning. I'm not really thinking about a whole lot. I'm mostly just doing one step at a time. I'm really trying to get into a routine. One of the problems that I've had historically is being in a routine. And I always thought being in a routine was a problem until now. I have no routine, and the routine wasn't the problem. I think the problem was what I was doing with the routine, which is not a lot. So yeah, getting up early. I didn't this morning, which is one of the reasons that I'm sort of getting up early and doing the work before everybody gets up, which was my pattern in the past. Waking up at 4, getting in 2-3 hours work before anybody woke up means that I get at least 2 or 3 hours work that can't be interrupted. So yeah, I've been trying to do that this week. It's gone up and down. The one day that I got up, actually got up at 4 o'clock and actually started working right at 4 o'clock, I actually got a lot done. This morning, for example, it was almost 6 o'clock before I woke up. I've only been up an hour and a half, barely enough to get a cup of coffee. And of course, at 6 o'clock, I had to wake kids. So we've had that going on. It's also trash and recyclable day. So I had to gather up all the trash, get that out. But since I was already dressed for the outdoors, I just clipped on the microphone and walked away from the house. Felt good. So there's still stuff going on in the background. Some of the stuff I can't, in fact, all of the stuff I can't talk about. Stories that aren't mine to tell. So a lot of what is occupying my prefrontal cortex these days is not something that I am comfortable, to say nothing, or free to talk about. So we'll have to let that go by for a while and natter on about inconsequentials. One of the inconsequentials was a suggestion that I write an internet marketing book for writers. Because clearly this is a subject that I'm passionate about. Clearly this is a subject that I have some expertise in. So I don't know, maybe. I mean, the problem is that people like David Goffrin, who've done very well writing these kinds of things, Let's Get Digital, and I think he's just put out a sequel to that, both address a lot of the same concerns that I would have. And as far as I can tell, from the same sort of nuts and bolts approach. So Yeah, I'm not sure quite what the market would be for something along those lines, any more than I'm sure what kind of market we'd have for my memoirs. But after co-signing the idea of actually writing my memoir, it seemed quite so far-fetched. And talking to fans at, you know, mealtimes and chatting with them in the lobby and stuff, they all seem very interested in what got me where I am. And the idea that a guy coming from rural poverty with no real role models to follow or look up to in terms of pursuing higher education should be where I am is apparently a fairly interesting story. I'm not quite sure why, but maybe I'll use that story as fiction somewhere. That could be fun. Actually, somebody had a suggestion that I write the other side of the Ishmael Wong story. That is, what if he hadn't gotten on to the Lois? We don't have to use Ishmael Wong. We could use another character and have him be deported. And I might do that. I might have him be deported to Port Newmar and have Ishmael find him. Because that would be an interesting juxtaposition. Also, of course, we'll be bringing back some of the old characters, which will make everybody listening go, "Oh, really?" Yeah. I'm not sure who yet, but some of them anyway. It's cold. It is quite cold. It's not quite as cold as yesterday. Yesterday was both cold, raw, wet. It wasn't raining or anything, but it was the air was very moist. So a high humidity day, which is unusual for us, particularly in winter. But it was quite wet, and there was a breeze blowing. And while the surface temperature was about 20 degrees, not very much colder than it is right now, it actually felt like about minus 12. It was just horrible. I stuck my nose out a couple of times and just immediately pulled it back in, and I could not force myself to go out in the weather. I said, to hell with it, called it off. I was just as well, because I had a sick kid at home. She was being kind of needy. My wife did go to work yesterday. She should go to work today as well. I think she was in the process of getting her breakfast when I left. So, with the new lock, I'll be able to go home and sit down and finish the formatting and layout for full share, which, having done it twice already with half share and quarter share, shouldn't be that big a deal. I'll just open up the format files and take a look to see what I did, and then copy the formatting and replace it with the chapter headings that I need, which are the ones that I've got in the file. But the basic layout is cleaned up, and now it's at the point where I need to do the chapter headings and the front and back matter and all the rest of that. So we're in good shape. I'm very pleased with the way the book is coming together. Now I just need to get it published. Oh. And I want my breakfast, and I want another cup of coffee. That's what's got me hiking along here this morning, because the thought of warm toast and hot coffee is pulling me homeward, yes indeed. So, yeah, I don't know, marketing. The marketing book. What I'd call it. I feel guilty thinking about other projects, because I've got all these things that are hanging fire. I got one more old book to re-up Igashu. I've got the new book to get together and get out. I've got the story I have to write for Sigler, and that's due sometime in February, which is starting tomorrow. I haven't heard from A. Kovacs lately, so I expect I will, perhaps today, and find out how I'm doing. Bunkerpole. So 40,000 words, a week's worth of work if I can get the plot down. And I think the answer to that is open up a word processor and start writing. Actually, it's not. What I've got to do is go find the story Bible and read up on Greedock the Splithead and find out what his existing backstory looks like. Find out what Scott has in mind for him in terms of his character. He's an interesting character in that he is completely and utterly alien. He's not human. He's the idea of empathy, of consideration, of all of those things that we think of. We think of human characters and things that make human characters appealing. Now, he has none of those, as far as I can tell. He's very much into self-interest. He's very much into getting his own way. He's very much into killing anyone who gets in his way. And he has absolutely no compunction about doing so. So kill somebody? Okay, sure, no problem. Boom, gone, dead. And and yet somehow I need to try to take this character and make him, if not appealing, at least interesting enough that people want to read it. I think back to Patrick McLean's How to Succeed in Evil. And the main character in there, who is a lawyer who is tired of dealing with incompetent evil clients, decides to, when his secretary is killed, decides to pursue a career of evil himself, just because it's about time somebody got it right. Which I think is an absolutely brilliant idea. Then thinking about the whole underside of the Confederated Planets, the Solar Clipper universe. What does that look like? I keep going back to this because this is pretty important. A lot of people have complained that not everybody's not going to be that good. Everybody's not going to be perfect. That there have to be pirates. There have to be criminals who operate on a big scale. And I'm not sure I agree. I'm not sure I agree. There are criminals who operate on a large scale, but a large scale in comparison to the billions upon billions of individuals and the tens of thousands of systems that have been inhabited. Communications is just too difficult to have a universe-spanning empire of evil, because there's too many people opposed to it, and it's too difficult to get stuff coordinated. It's one of the difficulties in having large empires, is communications is key to administration. And if you don't have good communications, and clearly the Western Annex does not have good communications. It's not to say the Central Core worlds don't have good communications, but the Annex, being the frontier, being the lowest bidder wins, being the turn a profit or turn it in, that's a very different kind of world. And the conceit behind the original thinking on this is that it's just so easy to turn a profit doing it legally that the risks don't yield substantially bigger rewards. That's the issue. That's the problem, is that the risks are pretty substantial and the incremental rewards are pretty darn small. And while there are people, and as I see on Eve Online on a regular basis, there are people who will kill and steal just for the pleasure of killing and stealing, these people are not, generally speaking, banded together in huge herds rampaging through the undergrowth, because quite frankly that's sort of boring, even for those who like to do it. So, well, that must be kind of boring. I wouldn't know for sure because I've never done it. Excuse me. Of course, one of the problems is if I think about it too much, then I don't get anything done because I'm too busy thinking about it. And if I think too deeply about it, then I don't give the chance for the story to unfold. But the other side of that is if I don't think about it at all, then I don't really have an edge. I don't have a little place that I can pry up and peek into this idea. So part of my process is to think about it a lot. I mean, I took 2 weeks to think about Tanith Fairport and how to take the epic quest fantasy and turn it around to have it still be an epic quest fantasy, but instead of, but by changing the stakes, instead of having to save the universe from, or save the world from unspeakable evil, having to save yourself and keep your sanity seems like an interesting choice, as does shifting from that natural transition from maiden to mother and looking at the transition from mother to crone in the Wiccan tradition, which is another power leverage idea, where with that last stage of life comes wisdom. And why not power? So, the women who I talked to thought that was a great idea at the con, by the way, when I was talking about how I approach story making, how I approach finding ideas to talk about, to write about, to think about. And that taking classic tropes and twisting them to suit my own purpose, to step back and say, what stories haven't been told yet, or maybe lately, and can I tell those stories and make them interesting to a contemporary audience? My Mormon, bless her gizzard, was kept trying to make me talk about my books while I was on panels, and I would, you know, she'd raise a question, she'd be in the audience, and she'd ask. Well, the one in particular was about the YA situation, and did I write for YA? And I said, well, a lot of people call my books YA, and according to the marketing people at publishing houses, they would be considered YA, except they're too slow-paced and they don't have enough action. And I think that's about the only problem. Because certainly Ishmael's angsty enough, and certainly he's young enough, because he starts as a teenager, an 18-year-old. But, yeah, I just don't have the pacing for commercial fiction. Oh! No, 18 minutes, that's not bad. I'm at the back gate. Having Endomondo tell me where I am is probably the clue for you, but I am at the back gate. I'm going to go get my coffee and a fresh cup of coffee and a fresh piece of toast. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, that's not how I say it. I'm supposed to say, I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. I can't even get my own tropes straight today. This is really quite sad.